The official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with our halftime conversation. Throughout this game, we've talked about that big, strong front line that Northwestern has, led by Matthew Nicholson. Those guys have modest statistics, but all of them have a presence out there on the floor, which got us thinking about Ricardo Greppi. Maybe he's someone who could develop into that for the Wisconsin Badgers. Greg Gard thinks, yeah, it's a possibility.
That's been a comparison. Like, hey, can he do what Nicholson does for Northwestern? And I think Ricardo has a better feel for the game because of his passing. Obviously doesn't have the experience or the strength yet that Nicholson does, but unfortunately for Ricky, he got hurt just at the right time when he was starting to get some traction and make some. And he's bounced back now, but now he's got to do some catching up, so to speak. But you're looking at a fourth or fifth year guy, Nicholson, to a first year guy in Greppi, but there are similarities there physically.
He was able to unleash some energy on that dunk against the Braves.
He did, yeah, he did. I warned him in the film session. I said, you got to be careful now in Italy over there. You can get away with a little extra swing and a wiggle on the rim. Here, you got to be careful with that. But he has some fun with it. He plays a little flair and some emotion, which is good to see.
It's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. That's our halftime conversation. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
31-25, Northwestern leads Wisconsin at the half. Let's glance at the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 8 of 28 from the field, 5 of 18 from 3, and it would be far worse without John Tanjay, who was 5 of 10, 4 of 7 from distance, and scored 16 straight points for Wisconsin. Badgers 4 out of 5 at the foul line. The Wildcats 11 of 26 from the field, no great shakes. Taking a lot of threes, and they're getting good looks. 7 of 17 from the three-point line, 2 of 2 at the foul line. Badgers plus 6 on the glass. 9 turnovers for Wisconsin. That's led to 5 points for the Cats. 4 miscues for Northwestern. Badgers have not paid those off. in the first half. Points in the paint, 6-2 in favor of Wisconsin. That's it. John Tanjay with 16 apace. Wisconsin, Nick Martinelli and Ty Berry each with 9 for the Wildcats. At the half, Northwestern 31, Wisconsin 25. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
That's just the reality of it. Who else is going to give you something? Kamari McGee's giving you 2. Nolan Winter's giving you 2. John Blackwell's giving you 5.
Yeah, without Tanjay, Wisconsin is 3 of 18 from the field. 1 of 11 from 3. But they have John Tanjay, and that 16-point personal run that he went on has Wisconsin in the fight.
And now you're in it. Now you're in it, and you've given Ty Berry and some other guys some, you know, confidence. You've got to get them uncomfortable.
Second half underway from our vantage point. Northwestern working to our right. Jalen Leach outside left against Blackwell. Throws to Angelo Cherevino. High on the right. Tanjay defends him. A bounce for Nicholson. Top of the wheel. Nicholson with a handoff to Berry. Berry versus Klesman. Now Cherevino high on the right. Puts it on the deck in the lane. Puts it up in the lane. No. Good rebound, Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. Outlet, John Blackwell. Badgers to our left in the second half. Blackwell picked up by Leach. A throw to Crowell at the top of the circle. Hands off to Klesman. Max to the line. Max down the lane. He'll pivot. Goes up right hand. Yes, sir. Let's see if that gets him going. Max Klesman. Good time for a heater from Mad Max here. Let's see if we'll witness that this afternoon. 31-27 Northwestern. Ty Owen, Klesman got blown up on a dribble handoff. Offensive foul, Nick Martinelli. That will be his second foul.
I was talking to Brian McIntosh, Northwestern assistant coach, before the game. He goes, even though Max is shooting at what he is, seems to always play well against us. Well, this would be a moment to do that.
I think Brian McIntosh looked good or sound good here. Here's outside left Blackwell. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Gets it back to Blackwell. Now Winter. Feeds Klesman. Max goes inside to Crowell. Nicholson defends left of the lane. Backing is Crowell. Draws the double for Martinelli out to Klesman. Baseline left. Retreats. Feeds Crowell. 5 to shoot. Blackwell splits 2 defenders. Kicks it. Tanjay. 3 right corner. No good. Rebound to Leach. And he got bumped by Nolan Winter. That'll be the first on Winter. And a good look.
I was just going to say, hard to believe he missed it with all that he's made in the first half. But it was a what? Finally, the ball was moving. That's the look you want. You can live with that.
A minute 20 gone. Second half, 31-27. Northwestern leads Wisconsin. Jalen Leach to the front court, throwing to Martinelli between the circles. Martinelli with Winter sagging off. Martinelli gives it up to Nicholson. Right of the circle. A handoff goes to Martinelli with 10 to shoot. Martinelli into Nicholson. Inside slam dunk. Matthew Nicholson for his first points today.
This is a really good offensive set there by Northwestern.
33-27, the Wildcats. A minute 50 into the second half. Winter between the arcs, dribbles to the left wing. Cherubino trying to face up on Tanjay off the ball with the basketball as Blackwell. Hits it in the winter, feeds Tanjay, kicks it to Max, snaps off a three right side, book it. Max Klesmann, his first triple today, and it's 33-30 Northwestern.
Great response. The ball's touching the post and then spraying out for threes. Different than the first half.
2:15 gone by second half. Leach off screens for Martinelli and Nicholson. Dribbles to the right side. Now he'll move to the left of the circle. Winter guards him on the switch. Martinelli top of the circle. Winter picks him up. Martinelli to the free throw line. Steps back. Lets it fly. Off the rim. No good. Rebound to Stephen Crowell. Ahead it goes to Blackwell. Blackwell to the line. Blackwell spinning. Low in the right. Layup. No. Rebound Martinelli. Outlet Berry. Left sideline. Front court. Badgers missed a chippy. And they missed a lot of those on Wednesday at Maryland. Berry tries a three. That's off the rim. Rebound. Slam dunk. Matthew Nicholson. Couple of dunks early in the second half from him. Blackwell the other way. Left of the circle. 5-point lead Northwestern. Blackwell baseline left. Nicholson cut him off. A throw to Winter high on the left and a whistle. And they'll get Cherubino tying up Stephen Crowell at the left block. That was a tough check for the 6'6 freshman Cherubino. Justin Mullins will come in to replace Cherubino.
That's why you don't want to switch if you don't have to. Northwestern did. And you look at Nicholson did a really good job of guarding there, but it forced a switch, and Steve rolled to the front of the rim.
Bounce pass, Crowell. 3 minutes gone, second half, 35-30, Northwestern. Crowell left side, throwing to Klesmann. Max with a pass for Nolan Winter between the circles. Winter tosses to Blackwell on the right side, feeds Crowell top of the arc, inside pass. Caught by Winter, up, no, but a foul. Bouncing on the rim, agonizingly so, and then fell off the right side. They'll get Jalen Leach with his first foul. Free throws coming up here for the Badgers with 16:44 to play, and Northwestern leads 35-30.
First 3 minutes of this second half, what's been the focus? Focus has been getting the ball inside, right? Finding different things out of it. And obviously going from outside to, inside to outside. And you know, that's where they've been the focus, and that's how they've got some good threes, and they've got some good attacks to the basket.
First free throw missed for Nolan Winters. Second one on the way, and that's good. It's 3 of 4 at the line today, 35-31 Northwestern. 3 minutes, 20 seconds gone by in the second half. Jalen Leach throwing to Martinelli between the arcs. A pass for Nicholson right of the circle. Nicholson holding the ball with the right hand, gives off to Martinelli. Left lane line against Winter, goes up left hand, off the rim, no, tipped in the air, tipped again, Nicholson, no, they'll get a foul called. It looks like they're going to point to Stephen Crowell here. Stephen making sure.
I think that's a control tap.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Matthew Nicholson will go to the free throw
line. Who did
line.
They call that?
Well, he was
23.
Signaling 3-2. It should be Stephen Crowell, I believe.
Correct.
That's his first, but they were signaling 3-2 there. Here's Nicholson. First free throw is good. And Nicholson is a 50-50 free throw shooter coming into this game. Looked good on the first attempt there.
I just wanted to keep putting fouls on my account. That's all.
Alan Brian Butch, his 50th. And the second free throw is good for Nicholson, who has 6 points here early in the second half.
He's brought a lot of energy, and that's why you got to match it.
37-31 Northwestern. 16:15 remaining. Blackwell with a pass for Winter left of the center circle as Northwestern extending that defense, looking to contest everything. Blackwell starts to go, kicks to the Winter. Open three, left side, good. First field goal of the day for Nolan Winter, 37-34 the Wildcats.
And Northwestern got extended. Wisconsin attacked that pressure, and they got a good open look.
15:52 remaining. Wildcats the ball in a three-point lead. Mullins outside left. He'll throw it to Leach between the circles as Blackwell checks him. A bounce to Berry. Fakes the three. Takes the three right of the circle. Missed it short. Rebound went off a Crowell. Rolls to Leach. He'll try a three. Top of the circle. And he'll drill it. They take advantage of the second chance. 40-34 Northwestern. 4.5 minutes into the second half. Winter out high. Puts it on the deck. Out by Martinelli. Goes to the goal. Runs it up. No, but a foul. They'll get Ty Berry trying to fill it. That's good work by Nolan Winter putting it on the deck. Free throws coming up when play continues. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15-23 remaining, Northwestern 40, Wisconsin 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15-23 to play, Northwestern 40, Wisconsin 34.
And I think the biggest thing for Wisconsin is defensively, you can see Northwestern's got some chemistry. We're able to knock down a three off of an offensive rebound. Yeah, ricocheted all over, but those are the 50-50 balls you got to lock into right now.
Nolan Winter at the free throw line again, shooting two, and he is good with the first. Now four out of five at the foul line today is Winter. 7 points so far this afternoon. Badgers within five. Second free throw coming up. And that's off the rim and out. Ty Berry the rebound. Another split at the line for Winter. 40-35 Northwestern. 15-15 to play. Leach working off screens for Martinelli and Nicholson. Up top, puts it on the deck. Left-hand dribble, left lane line goes up and in off the glass over Winter. 42-37 Northwestern. 5 minutes gone by, second half. Kamari McGee bounces the crowd. Inside feed to Winter. Couldn't control the pass. It went out of bounds to the Wildcats.
And now Wisconsin went back to that same action. It was just a side pick and roll. And then a re-screen, but Nolan Winter is the one that went to the front of the rim. Steve was the one that re-screened it. It was open.
Yeah.
Just bobbled the catch.
Carter Gilmore comes in for Winter. And here's Jalen Leach. And a bump by McGee as Leach was turning down the Martinelli screen, trying to cut to his left. And the foul on Kamari will be his first and the team's third. 42-35 Northwestern, 14-48 remaining. Martinelli sideline left. Throws it into Leach between the arcs. Floats off to the right side. Finds Berry off the curl. A lob. Nicholson, his third dunk of the second half.
Steve can't help up. Yeah. You've got to stay level with your man. You help up, it's going to be a dunk.
Longest lead of the day for Northwestern now at 9 points. 44-35, the Wildcats. McGee to his right finds John Tanjay, a step back three in the air is good for John Tanjay, who has 19 today.
He's been ridiculous.
He has.
Ridiculous.
And he needs help. 44-35, Northwestern. Needs help from his teammates here to do their share. Northwestern up six, 14:05 remaining. Nicholson throws at the Mullins, left wing. Bounce pass into Martinelli, left of the lane. Gilmore, single coverage. Martinelli backing, turns up left hand, around the rim and in. He can look unorthodox, but he knows exactly what he's doing, Nick Martinelli. And he has 11. 46-38, the Wildcats, 13:45 to play. Outside right is Blackwell. He'll toss to Crow, feeding Tanjay high on the left. Tanjay sends it to Crow, left of the lane, skips it. Gilmore, right side, off the wing, whips it to Tanjay, tries a three, left side, off the back of the rim, no good. Jalen Leach the rebound. 13:25 remaining, 46-38, Northwestern. They have led the vast majority of the game, have the Wildcats. Outside right is Leach off the Martinelli screen. Takes it left of the lane. Throws to Martinelli. He'll let it fly for three, and it's off the rim and out. No good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Blackwell up the middle. Works off to the right side for the Badgers. A pass for Stephen Crow. Sends to Gilmore, left of the circle. Gilmore, a toss back to Crow, high on the right. Takes the handoff to Tanjay. Now a short pass to John, right of the circle. Shot clock is at 10. Tanjay off a crowd bump, driving right of the lane against Nicholson, who knocked it away out of bounds to Wisconsin with 7 on the shot clock.
Well, Nicholson probably could have got a foul on that one, too. Reach in. He's done that the last couple of times.
Fitzmaurice coming in for Martinelli. Blackwell and Crow sitting down. Winter and Klesman in. K.J. Windham subbing for Jalen Leach.
He's going to get about a 45-second break there. The 12-minute under 12 is coming. It's 12:45.
McGee baseline right. Inbounds to Winter. Back to Kamari. 5 to shoot. Gilmore will for 3. Left of the circle. A much-needed 3 for Carter Gilmore.
I've said this, and it seems like there's one shot a game over the stretch that Carter Gilmore hits, and we're like, and it was needed again.
Very much so. 46-41, Northwestern, 12:28 remaining. Here's Ty Berry. Curls off the left wing, flips it up right hand, and it sticks between the glass and the rim, and the Badgers have the ball. With Fierro with 12:23 remaining, 46-41, Northwestern.
Circle out with 12:35 or whatever time that was where Carter hit that three, because that it's a big part of this game, I think. I really do.
Kamari McGee gets a high screen from Winter to the right wing. McGee with a pass for Gilmore between the arcs. Sends to Klesman outside left. Berry defends. Max out to Gilly. Open three. Left side. Got it again. Back-to-back triples from Carter Gilmore. 46-44 Northwestern with 12 minutes remaining. Martinelli left of the lane. Throws to Mullins. He'll try a three left corner. Off the rim short. Nolan Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. And now Max Klesman, rather, left sideline front court. Here's Max to the line, down the lane, to the rim, goes up, got fouled. Ty Berry is the guilty party. Well, how about Carter Gilmore with back-to-back triples, and the Badgers are within 2 at the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.com. .gov, 11:45 remaining, Northwestern 46, Wisconsin 44. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Refresh your home today with window images, blinds, and shades from Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them cut to width in store for free. Get white faux wood blinds starting at just $22.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Sale price is good through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric.
When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. Well, the Badgers are their lowest scoring first half of the season at 25 points. They're heating up in the second half, though, and within two. 11:45 remaining, Northwestern 46, Wisconsin 44, and free throws coming up for the Badgers.
Well, you look at now, a chance to tie it. It was an 8-point game. Card Gilmore hits that first three. It's five. It changes the momentum a little bit. Then he bangs another three. You're sitting there at a 2-point game, and defensively they've got some stops to be able to get it. Now you can get a chance to go to the free throw line and see if you can tie this thing up.
Second time for Gilly this season and in his career that he's hit two threes in a game. Did so against Iowa.
Yeah, everybody was making them against Iowa. It counts, but it doesn't count. These two might change the trajectory of where this game goes.
Max Klesman at the free throw line. First free throw is good, and Max with 6 points all here in the second half. 7-point run for Wisconsin. Second free throw for Klesman. 8-point run for Wisconsin. Max hits them both. We're tied at 46 and 11:43 remaining. Here's Leach throwing to K.J. Windham outside left, feeds Fitzmaurice, rotates Mullins, right point. Works it into Mark Nelly, baseline right, backing on Gilmore, backing, mid-post right, couple of pass fakes, toss to Windham, turns it left corner, Mullins, 12 to shoot, Mullins off the wing to the rim, and lays it up and in with the right hand. Good work from Justin Mullins. 48-46 Northwestern, 11:18 remaining. Here's Kamari McGee outside left. Gets a bump from Winter. To the right side is Kamari. And lost it off his leg. Is able to retrieve it. He got clipped, and he's coming up limping. Tanjay into Gilmore. Low in the right, up and in off the glass. And McGee's going to grit through it here. He says he's okay, and we're tied at 48. Kamari looking over at the Wisconsin bench, nodding his head. I'm good, I'm good. 10:50 remaining. Here's Leach around a Martinelli screen, chased by McGee. Leach outside right, works over the screen again. A pass for Martinelli off the right elbow. Faces up on Gilmore. Mid-range jumper around the rim and in for Nick Martinelli. 50-48, Northwestern, 10.5 minutes remaining. Winter throwing to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay, a step back three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And boy, Nolan Winter got sent to the floor hard. And a foul is called here against the Wildcats, and they'll get the transfer, Keenan Fitzmaurice, the 7-foot, 260-pounder.
And he fell down. It was open, and he was late. That's why Nolan was able to really create a nice, good space. And he did a great job of carving that out, right? Most of the time that happens, you give up the space. He didn't.
That is 16 fouls on Northwestern with 10:25 to play. 50-48, the Wildcats. McGee, baseline right. Inbounds to Klesman. Driving, baseline right. Pushed it up and in off the glass. Big time take from Max Klesman. We're tied at 50. Down to 10:15 remaining. Jalen Leach high on the left. A screen from Nicholson. In there for Fitzmaurice. Nicholson got tied up by Crowell, and Stevie knows that he's guilty of the foul. That'll be his second and the team's fourth. Ty Berry will come back in for Northwestern, replacing K.J. Windham.
And we've heard, Coach Gard talk about how defensively they need to get to that 25th official. Well, it's right in front of you. You got 10 minutes to guard here a little bit.
Jalen Leach, baseline right, looking, throws it into Nicholson. Right wing, flips to Leach high on the right. against Kamari McGee. Puts it on the deck. Now starts to back, mid-post right. Turns up right hand. Good. Good soft touch.
That's what I mean, just too easy.
52-50, Northwestern, 9:55 remaining. McGee bothered by Leach, right of the center circle. Now Kamari curls off the wing, got tripped up and fouled. That'll be team foul number 7 and the third personal on Ty Berry. So with 9:48 remaining, the Badgers are in the bonus, down 2, 52-50.
For the best free throw shooting team in the country right now. That being said, Maryland, they missed a couple of them. And
they're 8 of 11 so far today are the Badgers. 1-1 for McGee, nothing but net. Angelo Cherovino coming back in to replace Ty Berry, who has not scored in the second half. Berry hit 3 threes in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Kamari McGee. Tanjay ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Free throw Kamari, nothing but net again. And we're tied at 52 as Tanjay will replace McGee. So you got Tanjay along with Blackwell, Klesmet, Gilmore, and Steven Crowell. Up the floor is Leach. Leach out between the circles. Hard dribble, left lane line. Whips it right side. Cherovino for 3. Air ball caught by Klesmet. And Max will send it ahead to Tanjay. Nice pass, nice catch. Low in the right. Up, no. Gilmore the follow for 2. And that's a career high for Carter Gilmore. He has 10. 54-52, Wisconsin, 9:18 remaining. Timeout, Northwestern. Oh, have yourself a day, Carter Gilmore, and there's a lot of day left as we've got a break in the action here in Evanston. 9 minutes, 17 seconds to play. Wisconsin 54, Northwestern 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. Carter Gilmore with 10 points. That's a career high. He had 8 back in December of 2022 at Iowa. And all of those points dearly needed from Gilly here today. 9:17 remaining, Wisconsin 54, Northwestern 52.
Man, and yes, the points are needed, but I'll tell you on top of it, the energy he's brought.
Big time.
I mean, that this group needed a shot in the arm, and it was Gilly. It was the first three, and now he's the one playing off of it as well, scoring his career high. But it was the energy that he's brought. And then defensively, you can see their energy increase. And we talk a lot about this group and their depth and why that makes them so good. Last year, when Kamari McGee got hurt, people didn't realize the impact Kamari McGee had. Like, that's what this group has. It has depth and guys that can step up whenever their moment or number is called, and they're doing that. And that's, you know, Carter Gilmore's number and moment was today, and, you know, he's got him now ahead by 2.
I was talking to Greg Gard about Gilly a few weeks ago on Greg's radio show, and just, yeah, he's got that capability. I know I know high school is a different game, but he was a big scorer at the high school level, and he's primarily a defensive presence here and does a lot of little things. We've talked about it, Butchie, you and I, during the season. They want him to let it fly.
And he has open to.
And to see it go through, you start to build confidence.
And he has to for the space of what the offense is, and then stepping out and knocking it down. Now it's just it's another weapon you've got.
Western on offense, off the timeout. Jalen Leach on the left wing. Crowell defending the guard. Leach. Hard right-hand dribble down the lane. Up right-hand. It will bounce off the left side of the iron. No good. Carter Gilmore, the rebound.
He hit the backboard, too.
Here comes Gilmore between the arcs. Finds Klesman. Max down the lane. Pivots. Whips at the Crowell. Clear look at a three. Straight in for Steven Crowell from the left wing. First points today for Big Stevie. 57-52 Wisconsin with 8:40 remaining.
That was a big three, too, by the way.
You're very stoic.
I'm just kind of stunned. That's because I want him to get a stop here. Stay dialed in defensively.
Nicholson high on the right. Hands off to Martinelli. Martinelli to the free throw line. Out top of the circle. Working against Crowell. Right lane. Line knocked away. And then Stevie got a little body as well. That's going to be the third, I believe, on Crowell. So we'll see how Greg Gard plays this. 8:23 remaining. Going to leave his grad student in there. Jalen Leach, baseline right inbounding. Badgers up 5, 8:22 remaining as we resume play. Leach off the right wing. Tightly defended by Blackwell as Leach retreats high in the right. Rocks the dribble. Around Nicholson. Whips it to Barry with a shot fake. Now he's covered up by Blackwell. Shot clock is at 6. Barry right of the paint. Steps back. Fade away mid-range. Off the rim. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. That's pretty good D there for the Badgers.
That's more than pretty good. Man, that's fantastic D. That right there is what this team needs.
There's Blackwell high on the left against Leach. John high on the left throwing to Crowell. Out top. Gets it to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay with a jab step. Puts it on the deck, retreats, right sideline, 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell, left-hand dribble, driving, left of the lane, goes to the cup, layup over everything. Nicholson the rebound, a little out of balance
get
there
back,
with Blackwell.
Jack, get back.
Here's Leach, throwing right side, a shot fake, 3 in the air, Tiberi is good.
That's why I was yelling, get back, because that's what they can do.
57-55 Wisconsin, 7:23 remaining. Blackwell throws to Gilmore, rotates for Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay against Martinelli, and a foul is called. His body's flying around. Tanjay going down to the floor. Mullins staggering back. A 1-1 coming up with play continues, but first the under 8 media timeout. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. SiriusXM, your home of your favorite team and conference, including live games, plus interviews and analysis. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 7:17 to play, Wisconsin 57, Northwestern 55. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Well, and now you look at this team with where they're at, too, being in the bonus. Right now, this is another bonus opportunity. They're not staying on the shot for John Tanjay, so bonus opportunity, but continue to be putting pressure on the rim is so important. This is a strength of yours. Continue to get there.
1-1 for John Tanjay. They had a foul on Justin Mullins. One of the media timeout. Front end is good for Tanjay, and he has 20 points here today. That foul on Mullins, his third. 58-55, Wisconsin, 7 minutes and 17 seconds remaining. Second free throw for Tanjay, nothing but net. Badgers still have one more foul to give, and Badgers have been in the bonus now the last couple of game minutes. 59-55, Wisconsin. Nick Martinelli against Gilmore, a throw to Leach. He's with Blackwell. Left foul line extended. Now to Barry. Klesman is there defensively. Barry gives it up to Martinelli. A little screen from Barry. Martinelli against Klesman. Backing left of the lane. Backing. One pump. Two pumps. Fadeaway flip. Short. Rebound. Klesman.
Max Klesman guarded that play they had. They had the America's play where it's shut, and he was able to fight through it. Threw off the whole offensive system there.
Badgers up four and with the ball. Tanjay on the left wing against Martinelli. Tanjay spinning left lane line out to Gilmore for three. Left of the circle. He hit it. Oh, my goodness. Carter Gilmore. 62-55, Wisconsin with 6:28 remaining. Here's Jalen Leach to the front court left side. A screen from Martinelli, another one from Nicholson. Leach high on the right. Left hand dribble, top of the circle, feeds Martinelli. Right foul line, extended jumper, back of the rim, no good. Carter Gilmore, the rebound for Wisconsin. 6:10 remaining, 62-55, Wisconsin. Blackwell outside right for the Badgers. Flips to Gilmore between the circles. He'll leave it for Klesman out high. Gets a bump from Nolan Winter. Max out to Winter. Open three right of the circle. Just clipped the front rim.
Yeah,
no
short
good.
And way short.
Here's Ty Berry ahead to Leach. Right side of the front court is Leach against Klesman with 5:50 to play. Badgers up seven. Open three. Martinelli right wing. Bangs off the rim. No good. Nolan Winter the rebound for Wisconsin.
And how about the string of stops here by Wisconsin defensively?
Here's Blackwell driving on Martinelli, left of the lane. Now turns it back out to Gilmore with a shot fake, and he draws the foul on Ty Berry, who went for the shot fake as Gilmore, Northwestern, has got to respect him, and Carter knows it, and he's able to draw the foul. It'll be a 1-1.
Yeah, it's a 1-1.
But that's four on Berry. And Carter Gilmore will go to the free throw line where this season he is 6-for-8.
I mean, again, 5 minutes left in this game, 5:34, but I go back to the 12:50 mark, the first three that Carter banged. It was much needed. They were getting nothing offensively, and he has kept it going the entire second half.
Front end of the 1-1 is good for Gilmore. That was team foul number 9, by the way, on Northwestern. Gilmore with 14 points today. One more free throw for the senior out of Heartland, Wisconsin. It's good. 15 for Gilmore today. 9-point lead for the Badgers. 64-55 with 5.5 minutes remaining in Evanston. Still work to do here for Wisconsin. Leach outside right. 7-point run, Wisconsin. Martinelli on the left wing. Hands it back to Leach. Leach against Blackwell. Baseline left and a whistle. And they'll get Blackwell for the foul. And that will be team foul number 6 on Wisconsin and the third personal on Blackwell. 5:17 remaining, 64-55 Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I'm most impressed with this defensive energy that Wisconsin's brought this last 2 minutes. Have not allowed Northwestern to score.
Here's Leach, left corner three is good.
And they didn't follow the rules. Yeah. It's amazing. If you just follow them, you get stops. And they did that prior to that possession.
A huge three from Jalen Leach, 64-58 Wisconsin with 5 minutes to play. Blackwell driving by Martinelli, now recovers, lost his balance, a pass away to Winter. Now Gilmore left of the lane. He almost lost possession. Whips it to Winter for three straight on, straight in for Nolan Winter, brought to you by Carter Gilmore.
It was the dribble drive by Carter Gilmore.
67-58 Wisconsin with 4:40 remaining. The Badgers 8 out of 12 from the three-point line in the second half. Leach slips a pass to Martinelli, up left-hand short. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled away by Max Klesmit. Here comes Mad Max trying to dribble through a whole lot of congestion, and a foul is called, and that gets Wisconsin into the double bonus as Leach is called for his second. It's the team's 10th. 4:30 remaining, 67-58 Wisconsin.
Again, defensively, they have just been really dialed in. They really have.
Max Klesmit, 9 points all in the second half. Make it 10 as he connects on the first free throw. Well, the first half, it was John Tanjay keeping Wisconsin in the fight. In the second half, as you mentioned, Butchie, we are seeing the depth of this team really come into play.
Well, that's what people ask, why is Wisconsin so good? And my answer is because of the depth. You don't know who you can stop.
Second free throw for Klesmit is good. 69-58 Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes left in the second half. This Badgers team scored 25 points in the first half. It has 44 so far in the second. Leach between the circles. High screen Martinelli. A throw to Martinelli. Gives off the Leach across the top of the key. Right of the lane. Now drifts back out high. 10 on the shot clock. Cherovino outside left. Covered up by John Blackwell. Cherovino driving. Tough shot in the lane. No good. Rebound off of Blackwell. Into Martinelli. Throws it up and in. And one. Tough luck there for Wisconsin. And Northwestern able to pay it off. And the Wildcats are within 9.
And they guarded that possession pretty well. They just
really
didn't clean it up.
They get Nolan Winter with his second foul. He'll come out as Stephen Crowell is back in. 69-60 Wisconsin. 4:01 to play. And Nick Martinelli with 15 points today is at the free throw line trying to finish a three-point opportunity. The junior out of Glenview, Illinois. The left-hander free throw around and out. No good. Tanjay the rebound. Badgers up 9 with 3 minutes and 55 seconds remaining. Blackwell high in the right. A pass for Crowell between the arcs. Spins it back out to Klesmit. Max high on the right. Cherubino defends. Klesmit gets it to Gilmore outside left. He'll hand it to Tanjay with 10 to shoot. Tanjay against Mullins. Tanjay crosses over off the left wing. Works right of the paint. 5 to shoot. Tanjay fades, flips, baseline right. Money. 2 more for John Tanjay. 71-60 Wisconsin with 3:28 remaining.
Wow, they've really, again, these last couple of minutes have just been fantastic.
Badgers are 13 of 20 from the floor here in the second half. Nick Martinelli outside right. Martinelli backing on Klesmit. Got around him. Hangs, fires over Gilmore. No good. Gilmore could not control the rebound. Off his hands, out of bounds. To Northwestern, we have the under 4 media timeout. 3 minutes and 12 seconds remaining at Welsh Ryan Arena. Wisconsin 71, Northwestern 60. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right?
Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake and Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake and Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics.
Kind of an easy call today. Steals, maybe. I mean, if two of the. How about it's Carter Gilmore? This is ridiculous.
15 points. His previous career high was 8. 15 for Gilly. All in the second half, he has 7 rebounds. He and Klesmet in the second half have combined for 26 points.
Well, yeah, but it starts with the three. At 12:50 left in this game in the second half. I think we could say that Wisconsin was dead in the water, right? Dead in the water. There was not much they were doing offensively, defensively. They weren't getting stops. And it was a big three by Carter Gilmore. They got a stop. Another three by Carter Gilmore. They got another stop. Carter Gilmore with a tip in. It got to the free throw line. Max Husband got to the free throw line for two, and then Carter got the tip in after that on that last possession.
Yeah.
That got everyone going. It gave Wisconsin a little bit of breathing room. And then defensively, they've locked in here.
And they'll need to continue to do just that. It'll be Northwestern ball. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to play. 71-60 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass Nick Martinelli. Right wing throws to Ty Berry. Quick close from Klesmet, trying to knock it loose, but he's called for the foul. And now the Cats at the line in the bonus.
And if you're Wisconsin, you just can't have that right now. Because it sends them to, again, how do comebacks happen? You score when the clock is stopped.
Mm-hmm. Berry, with all of his points today coming from the three-point line, where he's 4 of 8, shooting his first free throws, he's primarily a three-point shooter. Only 15 of 22 at the foul line this season, knocks down the first. And the only there is the 22, now his 23rd attempt. He just doesn't get there a whole lot. 23 starts last year, a knee injury ended his season. It's a key for this Northwestern team here down the stretch as Berry hits both free throws. 71-62 Wisconsin. Cherubino will come in for Berry. Badgers have Klesmet, Blackwell, Tanjay, along with Crowell and Gilmore. Badgers up 9, 3 minutes, 7 seconds remaining, and Blackwell brings it up for Wisconsin. Right side of the front court, a pass for Crowell. Next to the left side, a toss for Klesmet. Max against Cherubino. Klesmet drifting outside right. Martinelli will defend, a handoff to Blackwell. Blackwell walks it to the center circle, 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell off a Klesmet screen, driving. Low on the right, kicks it Gilmore. Three shot left, pocket off the rim, no good. Leach the rebound with 2:40 to play. 71-62, the Badgers. Leach to the front court, a bump from Nicholson. Leach high on the right, into Nicholson. Another dunk for Matthew Nicholson. And he's been a scoring factor in a big way in the second half for the Cats. 71-64, Wisconsin, 2:22 remaining.
I think John Tanja's got to get the ball here. I know it's been in Blackwell's hands, but
Blackwell gets a screen from Crowell. John high on the right, takes it to the wing, gives it to Crowell. Shot clock at 10. Crowell hands to Tanjay. Tanjay eyes the rim. Shot clock at 7. Tanjay backtracks to the midcourt logo. Now drive, trying to drive. 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot. Tanjay in the lane, up right hand, good. Oh, veteran savvy, John Tanjay. I mean, even Brian Butch knew that Tanjay had to touch the ball for crying out loud. 73-64 Wisconsin with a minute 45 remaining. Martinelli, well, he got tied up and it fell to the floor. We got the pass away. Now Cherubino, baseline right, out the Leach for 3, left of the circle, and he bangs it through. And a timeout taken by Northwestern. The Cats still alive. Back to within six with a minute 35 remaining. 73-67, Wisconsin. We talked about Jalen Leach, the hot hand that he has had in the last four games. He's still hot. 5 out of 7 from the three-point line. He has 21 points today. And Northwestern had two timeouts to use. Collins using one of them here. Greg Gard has three available. Northwestern has the possession arrow.
Yeah, with 1:35 left in the game, you get obviously 30 on the shot clock. And if I'm Greg, I'm drawing something up for Tanjay again, yet again. I know Blackwell's been good in these situations, but we saw a play with about 3 minutes left where John Tanjay hit a little bit of a fadeaway with like 4 or 5 seconds left.
Yeah.
Like, that's where he needs to be at. The ball needs to be in his hands, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
I just think the ability that he's shown to close out shot clocks and make the right play with the shot clock running out, because that's what you're wanting to do. You're wanting to run this down to 105. You got 135. There's 30 on the shot clock. You know, you get this to under a minute, up six, you feel pretty good.
Here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin with 90 seconds to play. 73-67, Wisconsin. Crowell hands it to Klesman. He'll throw to Gilmore between the circles. 125 remaining. Gilmore with a pass for Tanjay. He's with Nick Martinelli right of the center circle. High screen Crowell. Tanjay dare barreling to the rim. Goes up, knocked away, out of bounds. Nicholson gobbles it up. 11 to shoot, 116 to play. 73-67, Wisconsin.
But you're still fine. There's 11 on the clock. Like, it's a great attack. Same thing here, though. Know that John's got to see this ball.
Blackwell, baseline right, loops it into Crowell. Crowell, right corner, 8 to shoot. Stevie feeds Klesman. Max, right corner, 3 in the air, and that's over everything. Martinelli, the rebound. Here comes Northwestern, down 6, 105 remaining. 73-67, Wisconsin. Jalen Leach, 21 points today. Another 3 in the air left of the circle. Around it out, no good. Max Klesman, the rebound on a massive dodge there for the Badgers. 50 seconds to play. Badgers up 6. Blackwell, left of the center circle. 73-67, Wisconsin. 40 to play, 14 to shoot. Northwestern playing this out defensively. Badgers 1-4 flat on the offensive end. Now a high screen, Tanjay, 7 to shoot. Blackwell, left of the lane, spinning in the paint, up right hand, no tip, no. Leach the rebound, 28 seconds left. 6-point lead, Wisconsin. Leach driving down the lane to the rim, layup, no, but a foul as Leach goes to the floor hard with 23.1 to play. They'll get Gilmore. And tempers flaring a little bit. Cherevino and Crowell, everybody separates. 73-67, Wisconsin, 23.1 left in the game. Jalen Leach, an 86% free throw shooter, will step to the foul line for the first time today. First free throw is around the rim and in.
The last two possessions offensively for Wisconsin, the ball's not been in John Tanja's hands. I know I'm kind of going back and forth with that, but he's been the guy to
make the
right plays.
No, you're right. McGee comes in for Crowell. Blake Smith checking in for Nicholson. Teams play small ball here. 73-68, Wisconsin. Second free throw, Leach is good. 73-69, the Badgers. 23.1 remaining, presses on, inbounds pass Tanjay, looking to trap him. They got timeouts to use if they need them, and they'll use one of them here with 20.1 to play, 73-69. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the Badgers using one of their remaining three timeouts, so they sit with 2. Northwestern has 1. Remember, the Badgers are in the double bonus. And just so you know, the next Wisconsin foul would have Northwestern in the double bonus. Badgers 73, Northwestern 69, 20.1 seconds to play.
Deep corner here
Yeah, the Badgers, Joe Krabenhoff was out there, and they wanted to know, where
Mark,
are we throwing
Mark
it in?
Right, everyone
yeah,
they Mark to was trying to do that for about a minute.
It was, and that's a little frustrating moment there because that affects everything.
Well, it affects the play you're drawing up, and especially with the situation of being deep corner, because being deep corner is extremely difficult to get out of. So you want to know that right away.
Wisconsin 73, Northwestern 69, 20.1 seconds remaining. So Klesmet will inbound against pressure from the corner. Max looking, shovels it into Tanjay, and he is bumped by Smith at the mid-stripe. Tanjay will shoot two with 19.3 seconds to play. Blake Smith with the foul, and as we mentioned, the Badgers are in the double bonus. Tanjay with 25 points today. He is 4 of 4 at the foul line. Ty Berry and Matthew Nicholson ready to check back in, but free throw coming up first here for Tanjay. Tanjay with 16 first half points, and there were 16 in a row for the Badgers. First free throw is good. Berry and Nicholson in. Smith and Mullins are out. 74-69 Wisconsin. With 19.3 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay. Badgers are 17 of 20 at the foul line. Make it 18 of 21 as Tanjay hit them both. 75-69 Wisconsin, 19 seconds left. Here comes Jalen Leach against Kamari McGee. Leach left of the lane, goes to the goal, pushed it up, rolls off, no good. Rebound Tat. Blackwell's there, 10 seconds left. Blackwell retreats. Collins calls off the dogs, and the Wisconsin Badgers have knocked off Northwestern here today in a heck of a college basketball game and a fantastic second half for Greg Gard's Badgers.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, Carter Gilmore came in and gave that shot of energy, and then the rest of the guys followed. But what a performance. What a gutsy performance.
The Badgers, 14 of 25 in the second half, 8 of 4.